music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Jurors resumed deliberations in the hush money criminal trial of Donald Trump after rehearing requested instructions and sections of testimony from Michael Cohen and former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and their meeting at Trump Tower to allegedly keep salacious stories about Trump from voters ahead of the 2016 election. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the courthouse.
The jury just paying rapt attention to the testimony that they asked to have read back by two veteran court reporters role-playing the testimony, giving a decidedly New York flavor to these proceedings. They have much thicker New York accents than either the prosecutor or defense attorney or the witness.
In Colorado, Vice President Kamala Harris delivering the keynote address at the Air Force Academy's graduation today. And more than 460,000 customers still without power in Texas following severe storms this week. This is ABC News. Election year mischief is driving a call to action. Now more state legislatures are confronting the issue of artificial intelligence, or AI, and its ability to deceive.
Images of Donald Trump being arrested or Joe Biden welcoming undocumented immigrants at the border were all fake.
There's a lot of concerns about the use of artificial intelligence to generate misinformation,
says University of Houston professor Ryan Kennedy. Colorado has become the latest of around a dozen states to pass laws limiting the use of deepfakes in political campaigns. But Kennedy says it's up to voters to check their sources.
What they see on their social media feed is not necessarily the truth.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Meta is also cracking down on AI deception. Hundreds of likely AI-generated fake accounts, which operated out of Israel, have been removed from Facebook and Instagram. Meta says the accounts targeted users in the U.S. and Canada with deceptive posts about the war in Gaza. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Abundant sunshine and seasonal today, with high temperatures climbing to the mid-70s, alongside a calm wind. The only downfall is scattered showers and thunderstorms push in by early tomorrow morning and dampen our Friday. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. Charges have been filed after cocaine was found at a Milwaukee area daycare. Ted Allen has more.
24-year-old Passion Watson worked at KinderCare in Oak Creek, was charged with possession of cocaine on or near certain places after a drug-sniffing dog found the cocaine in her backpack at the daycare. The discovery came a week after an 11-month-old boy who attended the daycare was found to have cocaine in his system. The boy's mother, Kimberly Hobson, says her son hasn't been the same since.
He's just restless. He's agitated. Like, he doesn't play with his toys.
Hobson is calling for child neglect charges to be filed in the case.
Layoffs are coming for the former service known as Schwann's. The company, now known as Yellow, announced it's closing its operations in Eau Claire, Marshfield, Wausau, and Rice Lake. 32 Wisconsin employees will be laid off. That's your news. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker shads you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Numbers Are Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. A Wabasha man had to be rescued yesterday near Lock and Dam Number 4 in Elma. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, an employee of the dam called authorities after a boat was spotted floating towards the dam on the Mississippi River, and the operator looked unresponsive. The boat hit the dam and was hung up on a roller. The Sheriff's Department, Wisconsin DNR, and Alma Fire Department rescued the 64-year-old man. He was not injured. He was arrested for suspicion of being under the influence of alcohol and operating a watercraft. Mondovi residents will have some traffic issues starting on Monday. The city announced that Highway 10 East from Washington Street to Memorial Drive will be closed next week for utility work. That work is being done in preparation for the new QuickTrip that is being built near Washington Street. Motorists should be aware of possible delays and make appropriate plans during that road closure. Eau Claire police are still not saying if an officer hit the man that she fired at last Friday. The city's police department yesterday detailed last Friday's shooting at a drunken domestic violence call. Eau Claire police report says Officer Arion Down Larson fired at Thomas Burback when he pointed a pistol at her. It's unclear if she hit him or if he was injured when officers used tear gas to pull him out of his home. Officer Don Larson is now on leave as the Wisconsin Department of Justice looks into the shooting. Burback is out of jail on a signature bond. An Eau Claire man has been charged with sexually assaulting two girls. 27-year-old Jonathan Rowan has been accused of assaulting a girl starting in 2020 when she was 9. She says he was bribing her with money and toys in exchange for sexual contact for 2 years. The second girl says that he assaulted her multiple times with reports of other attempts over the past year. It's been 2 years since a sexual assault kit tracking system was introduced in Wisconsin, and nearly 3,500 have been turned in. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says the system gives victims more detailed information about the status and location of their kits. The state DOJ says the number of sexual assaults is likely higher since not every victim gets tested. Test results do not guarantee the outcome of investigations or prosecutions. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction.
satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
A town of Canton home is a total loss after a fire yesterday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, firefighters were called to the Jennifer and Michael Stevens home on Whittock Road in the town of Canton early in the morning. Crews found the home totally engulfed, and firefighters from Elma, Mondovi, Durand, and six other departments battled that blaze for nearly 3 hours. The fire is believed to have originated in the garage due to an electrical issue. No one was hurt in that fire. The Mondovi City Council is asking for the public's input on possible changes to that city's ATV-UTV ordinance. During this week's council meeting, members had a long discussion about the ordinance and possible changes. Some council members are concerned that the ordinance does not require those operating an ATV or UTV on city streets to have insurance, which is unlike the Buffalo County ordinance, which requires insurance. Other members felt the ordinance needed to be revisited, as the original intent was to allow ATV and UTVs on city streets to access the trail. But now it appears that the equipment's being used for regular transportation. The council's invited all members of the public to comment on the ordinance during the June 26th City Council meeting. The Old Schwann's delivery service is closing 4 warehouses in the state. The company, which is now known as Yellow, yesterday announced it would close operations in Eau Claire, Marshfield, Wausau, and Rice Lake. The company announced that the layoffs in a note to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. The closings will mean layoffs in each city. In Eau Claire, Yellow says 9 people will lose their jobs. The new owners of the Regency Inn are promising to make it a better hotel. Eau Claire City Council signed off on a new purchase agreement for the Regency earlier this week. It's been a troubled hotel for years, and there's been several plans to buy it and turn it into something else. Now, new owners Tarek Menzi and Jado Hark are asking the city for permission to rehab the hotel. The two say they've already turned around a troubled hotel and troubled daycare in Minnesota. The two are promising to spend $600,000 to update the Regency and are promising to work with Eau Claire Police to clean the area up. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Green Bay on Wednesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis. Baldwin said more detection equipment and more personnel are needed at the southern border to stop the flow of the drug into the U.S. Wisconsin health officials want to spend the state's $36 million share of a drug lawsuit settlement on improving access to life-saving Narcan and doing more community outreach to the state's tribal nations. Baldwin is running for a third term in November. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
An attraction that will bill itself the world's largest bounce house will return to Minnesota next month. The Big Bounce America Tour will stop in Shakopee on June 8th and 9th and June 14th and through the 16th. The attraction will include multiple inflatable play areas, including an obstacle course and even a sports arena. The tour hasn't stopped in Minnesota since 2022. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Abundant sunshine and seasonal today, with high temperatures climbing to the mid-70s alongside a calm wind. The only downfall is scattered showers and thunderstorms push in by early tomorrow morning and dampen our Friday. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-939-1441. 800-939-1441. 800-939-1441.
After failing to score off a Cubs starting pitching in five games this season, the Brewers got to Cubs ace Shota Imanaga for seven runs in four-plus innings last night on their way to a 10-6 victory at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Willie Adames, Christian Yelich, and Blake Perkins all clubbed homers in the win. Yelich on their approach going in against Imanaga.
Until you really get into the box against a guy, you don't really know what it looks like, what it's going to be like. And so we were kind of just out there like, all right, let's just grind, see what we can do, and just keep trying to put pressure on, you know, the other team, constant traffic, and we'll just see what happens. And, you know, it ended up kind of being our night.
Final game of the series at noon today. Packers edge rusher Lucas Van Ness suffering a broken thumb that's expected to keep him out of the team's upcoming June minicamp. Van Ness recording four sacks in his rookie campaign last year. NFL Players Association tinkering with the idea of eliminating voluntary OTAs, with players reporting earlier in late June and July to start getting ready for the season. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I would not be in favor of that, but we'll adjust, I guess, if that's what they want to do.
Center Josh Myers asked if players are bothered by the fact that voluntary OTAs really aren't voluntary.
I don't know. I don't think that's as much of it. I don't know. I think guys just like being able to go places and, you know, places they normally wouldn't go, like Japan and stuff like that, right, and get to go do things. And I don't know if that's a lot of the leading cause or what, but yeah, I don't know.
Wisconsin sophomore women's hockey standout Layla Edwards claiming the Bob Allen Player of the Year Award in women's college hockey, becoming the sixth Badger to win that honor. Road to the NBA Finals continues tonight. Minnesota playing host to Dallas. Timberwolves need a win to keep the series alive. Milwaukee Admirals fell to Coachella Valley 2-1 in Game 1 of the AHL's Western Conference Finals last night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
a dream opportunity that is going away for Briscoe. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
It had been a dream of Chase Briscoe's to drive the number 14 Cup Series car for Tony Stewart, a dream that was realized at the start of the 2021 season. This week, Briscoe learned that this will be the last season that he'll be in that car, with Stewart Haas Racing announcing that the team will close at season's end. Briscoe took to social media, saying that his future in the sport is now in question.
I have no idea what I'm doing going forward. It's going to be an interesting time these next couple weeks, just trying to find even what's available out there, and hopefully can land on my feet and continue to race in the Cup Series.
Briscoe's current SHR teammates Ryan Preece, Noah Gragson, and Josh Berry also have unclear futures. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
People love to garden, but weeding is the most hated garden chore. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on how to spend less time weeding as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Days I enjoy weeding the garden because it's a great stress reliever, but they'll cause me more stress if I let them get away from me. Fortunately, there are ways to get the upper hand on these pesky plants without spending all day pulling them out. Carmen Larson is a communications associate with the Nebraska Statewide Arboretum. She says weeds will take advantage of any bare spots and fill them up quickly, so don't offer the opportunity.
One thing that we're really recommending and all of us are doing in our own yards is just spacing plants a lot closer together, using a lot more ground cover type plants, even plants that aren't necessarily ground covers, but if they fill the soil and outcompete weeds, that just really helps. Mulch is good. I would say filling in with plants you want is even better.
Spending 15 minutes out there every day can save you from the drudgery of weeding marathons. Take a morning or evening walk around your garden and notice the pleasant things. Flowers that are blooming, veggies ready to pick.
and then look down.
Take a dandelion digger with you, and while you're admiring that, just lean over and pull out whatever is in the way. So it just makes it a lot more enjoyable if you're just naturally paying attention to what's going on and beautiful right then. Just go ahead and weed at the same time. And you don't have to spend a lot of effort. That can be done someday when you have an hour or two.
Pull weeds when the soil is moist to get as much of the roots as possible. If they've taken over to the point of frustration, solarize the area with clear plastic in hot weather. You can also smother the weeds with cardboard or newspapers and a layer of leaves or grass clippings. Learn more about saving time on weeding chores at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
71 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of farm markets at the midday. Milk markets mostly higher. June up 7 to 1939. July down 6 to 1985. August up 3 to 1996, September up 6 at 1989. Cheese markets, barrels down 2 to 194, 40-pound block steady at 181, 3-trade a barrel, 9-trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 5.5 to 303, 1-trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 0.25 to 116 and 0.25, 1-trade. Dry whey up 1 to 40.5, 1-trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower after China blocked beef imports from the JBS Greenlee, Colorado plant. It's also not helping matters either that the cash cattle market hasn't traded yet. It's assumed cattle will trade higher again this week on the cash side, but traders know better than to put the cart before the horse and count on that development before it happens. So while positive fundamentals could still shake loose later this week, the markets for cattle are trading lower. Hogs mostly lower as well, and trading mixed rather. The nearby contracts celebrate the recent support that the carcass prices found, but deferred contracts aren't as optimistic. Demand both here and abroad remain in question for the lean hog market. That's the biggest reason why the hogs continue to see mixed interest from traders. June live cattle down 77 cents to 182.57. August down 87 cents to 179.32. October down 80 cents to 181.65. August feeder cattle down 212 to 258.12. September down 205 to 259.75. October down $1.92 to 260.62. June hogs up 77 cents to 94.55. July up 70 cents to 97.02. August up 22 cents to 96.12. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower. Now, it looks like storms will likely slow the tail ending of planting for corn, but there is a more open forecast for next week. South America is expected to see little short-term change for the drier double crop areas. Soybeans also moving mostly lower with product action fading again at the midday, and that's pressuring some of the contracts as well. Meanwhile, the Daily Wire remained quiet, and planting should be set for a better finish next week with that forecast. Wheat mostly lower as the profit taking continues by the funds with long positions as the trade awaits for further developments in the weather. Weather does look to be wet for the southern plains through today, with activity lingering into next week. That should slow early harvest while helping the further north areas finish with spring planting wrapping up. July, corn up or down six rather to 449 and a quarter. September down seven to 458. New crop down 7 3/4 to 471. July beans down 3 to 1211. August down 3 1/4 to 1210 1/2. New crop down 4 3/4 to 1192. July soybean meal down 370 to 365.40. July soybean oil down 10 cents to 45.78. June and July wheat in Chicago down 16 3/4. The July contract at 676. September down 16 3/4 to 697. Minneapolis wheat July down 11 1/2 to 740 1/2. September down 10 3/4 to 750 1/4. Energy markets lower today. July crude oil down $1.16 to 78.07. August down $1.08 to 77.72. June and July gas down 5 cents at 241. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 1 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Well, there's been incredible volatility in the cattle markets, and that could continue. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
The last 2 years for the cattle market have been very volatile, according to Cattle Facts CEO Randy Blanche. Speaking at the U.S. Meat Export Federation spring meeting in Kansas City, Blanche commented on the current state of cattle markets.
It's been incredible volatility. Trends have continued to be higher, but we've had a lot of swings. I mean, unprecedented swings that we're seeing in these markets. I think that's going to continue. You know, we need outside money is a big part of these markets. You know, we need fund link to create opportunities to lay off risk when the funds take their money and go home. Just like last fall when we went through that tremendous correction in the markets, we went through a major liquidation of outside money participation. We saw some of it come back in the winter. Then with the avian influenza news, it all left again. We had another major flush down in here from March 20th to April 15th. And now these markets look like they're stabilizing and getting some footing and starting to see these cash markets heal up.
The H5N1 news from March, Blanche says, delayed the spring rally.
There's always people marketing cattle every week, and you hate to have these kind of things impact them, but they do. And we've been used to that over a long period of time. The markets are going to be higher again this week. They've had a nice run in here. So we're basically back in here now retesting the highs that we made the third week in March. So we were right up against 189.5 was where the U.S. average was the last week in March. We'll be well above that in the northern markets this week. Looks like we'll probably be somewhere maybe up around 188 in the southern markets this week. So a nice recovery. And we're getting the beef market, getting some of the good spring demand in here. So the beef complex has had a good run, setting up for all these features. We've got several big beef feature holidays here with the Memorial Day holiday, Father's Day holiday, and then followed up with the 4th of July. So all that was just delayed, but it's finally coming.
Blanche says he has little to no concern over cattle weights. Rather, it's a matter of economics.
It's just economics 101. I mean, it's just pretty simple. We got fewer numbers to harvest out here. We've got non-fed slaughter or cow and bull slaughter we think will be down 700,000 to 750,000 for the year. We've got fed slaughter that'll be down 700,000 to 750,000 head for the year. So, you know, 1.5 million head reduction in the number of animals we harvest. With cost of gains back here in the low dollar and the price of fed cattle up in here in the 180s and 190s, it's a strong economic signal to put more weight on each animal. And the market still wants more choice and prime carcasses. That's what it wants. So we'll be able to do a better job of producing more of those type of carcasses as we go forward.
On the topic of rebuilding the herd, Blanche says that expansion is coming. That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Plenty of sunshine can be expected today in our ag weather forecast, and we even could see some windy conditions. Now, an area of showers and thunderstorms will begin to move into the region tomorrow, and scattered showers and thunderstorm chances will continue through the weekend. It looks like more widespread rain is possible Sunday and Sunday night, and also Tuesday into Tuesday night. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 71 to 76, relative humidity is at 40 to 45%. South winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming cloudy with a 50% chance of a shower or storm. Lows 53 to 58, south winds at 7 to 12. We'll see anywhere from a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation. For Friday, cloudy, 70% chance of showers and storms. High 67 to 72. Relative humidities at 59 to 64%, anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation possible. For Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. For Monday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high 75 to 80. Tuesday, another chance of a shower, high 75 to 80. Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower and storm, highs 75 to 80.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
My shoulder, but I want her that teddy bear. She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear. I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year. I'm gonna get fired if I don't get some sleep. My long lost buddies say I'm getting in too deep, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't. Tried to teach me courtesy, but it never sank in till that girl got a hold of me. Now I'm holding umbrellas and opening up doors. I'm taking out the trash and I'm sweeping my floor. I'm crossing my fingers and counting every kiss, praying that it keeps going. So hard, I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has mailed out the 2024 Wisconsin Dairy Producer Survey to all licensed dairy producers in the state. The department is asking dairy producers to return the survey by June 30th. The producer survey includes about 30 questions related to various topics, including marketing, conservation practices, business structure, labor, and succession planning. Survey responses will provide insights into industry investments, challenges, and opportunities. The Wisconsin Dairy Producer Survey was last completed in 2020, and the Department of Ag recognizes the industry has continued to evolve since that time. The survey submissions will help the Department of Ag access and assess the current state of the industry and consider what resources will be most beneficial to dairy producers going forward. All survey responses will remain confidential and will be summarized only in aggregate. Now, dairy producers can complete the survey by returning the printed version using the postmarked return envelope included in the mailing. New this year, dairy farmers can choose to complete the survey online by utilizing the QR code at the top right corner of the page, one of the printed survey. Meanwhile, UW Extension's Farm Management Program is surveying Wisconsin farmers to learn more about opportunities and educational needs on the topics of risk management, crop insurance, and grain marketing. The online survey is asking farmers to share their educational needs for the areas of risk management, crop insurance, and grain marketing. Risk management involves choosing tools and strategies designed to reduce the financial effects of uncertainties of commodity prices, government policy, crop yields, global economies, weather, human factors, and other conditions that cause fluctuations in farm income. Crop insurance is a risk management tool often used in conjunction with a grain marketing plan to mitigate market risk. Visit the UW Extension website for more information on that survey. 15 beef industry leaders from 10 states, including Wisconsin, were in Seoul, South Korea, and Tokyo, Japan in May, where they studied market conditions and U.S. beef's potential while witnessing and participating in U.S. beef promotions. Joe Meyer of Unity and Brady Klatt of Clinton represented the Wisconsin Beef Council on the trip. In both markets, the week-long tour included U.S. Embassy briefings from Agriculture Trade Office staff and market updates from the U.S. Meat Export Federation staff. The trip was organized by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. The United States and European Union are taking steps to acquire and manufacture H5N1 bird flu vaccines. Reports say the vaccines would protect at-risk poultry and dairy workers, veterinarians, and lab technicians. Experts say this could curb a pandemic threat. U.S. officials are already moving bulk vaccine that closely matches the current virus into almost 5 million vaccine doses. The actions come after the rapid spread of a new bird flu that first emerged in late 2020, killing a large number of wild birds and domestic poultry. In 2024, the virus began infecting several mammal species, including cattle. The virus has infected a large number of cattle in 9 states, along with 2 dairy employees. The Food and Drug Administration estimates that 20% of the U.S. milk supply shows sign of the virus, increasing chances of a wider spread. Officials told Reuters the sole focus should be on preventing that, a reminder that pasteurization kills the virus in milk. And while there has been the virus detected in the milk, the virus is dead, again, due to pasteurization. Inspections of U.S. corn for overseas delivery declined week to week, while bean and wheat assessments improved. Corn inspections during the week ending May 23rd fell to 1.08 million metric tons. USDA says that's down from 1.23 million a week earlier. Examinations of soybeans for export increased to 212,105 tons, up from just over 192,000 tons the previous week. However, that's still down from the 256,000 tons inspected during the same week last year. Wheat assessments jumped to 398,000 tons from 228,000 tons a week earlier. Now, since the start of the marketing year, USDA has inspected 36.3 million metric tons of corn. Soybean inspections total 40 million tons, and wheat inspections reached 18.3 million tons. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
knock it out, clock it out, about to kick off the weekend. There's a stretch of black top, I ain't never seen a cop, so I'm pushing it a little past 10. Pulled a little money from the bank, put it in a tank, shined up the windshield glass. Don't know where the night might lead, ain't nowhere to be, but I gotta get there fast. There's a cold beer calling my name, feel a good time coming, got a new song humming, and the sunset's doing this thing. Feeling lucky as a seven, yeah, sometimes heaven is a pocket full of payday green. And my baby putting sugar on me, yeah, it's sure been a pretty damn good day. And there's a cold beer calling my name. Billy Rock Show, I'll be in the front row holding up a red big flame. Or wrap around porch with a citronella torch, yeah, you know I'm down either way. There's a chance that tonight might be the night that way. I ain't ever gonna forget, yeah, everybody's turning it up. I got a little buzz and I ain't even had one yet. There's a cold beer calling my name, feel a good time coming, got a new song humming, and the sunset's doing its thing. Feeling lucky as a seven, yeah, sometimes heaven is a pocket full of payday green. And my baby put sugar on me, yeah, it's sure been a pretty damn good day. And there's a cold beer calling my name, it's calling my name.
To mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
I guess you're off to have your fun. Another ending just begun. Know what I don't see, really shouldn't bother me. So go and have yourself a ball. You'll be at no one's beck and call. And with that fire in your eyes, another lover's moon will rise. Someone else will take the fall. And that's just the way you are. I've known all along. Some candles always burn, even when the night is gone. Friend who lights your candle up again, you can burn one down for me, so you don't matter anymore. I'll convince myself, I'm sure, as if I give a damn. That's just the way I am. So go on and pour yourself some wine with whoever spend your time. 'Cause anyone can see you won't be crying over me, and you never were that kind. And that's just the way you are. I've known all along. Some candles always burn, even when the night is gone. But the you can burn one down for me. When you find another friend who'll light your candle up again, you can burn one down for me.
From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I'm gonna kick out my shoes and travel on, meet them. Going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. Gonna kick on the shoes and run in bare feet with the grass and the dirt and the gravel on, meet them. Going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. Where the blacktop is, where the blacktop.